It may be a measure of the inescapable importance of climate change that the story that tops Project Censored's annual list of the most significant overlooked reporting is about the acceleration of ocean acidification. Even so, that ranking, made by an independent panel of judges, caught Project Censored director Mickey Huff off guard.
We were surprised to see ocean acidification chosen by the judges as the number one story, but we also think that it's part of a trend of growing awareness that this is not something that we're going to be able to run away from. But yeah, we've been getting a lot more nominations about the environment and about global warming and climate change as the ramifications of these changes become harder and harder to ignore.
There's another story in the new top 25 list that also relates to climate change, although characteristically, it's also about the media.
For the last several years, we've been covering a lot more environmental issues. And this year, we actually have several stories on the list that talk about the corporate media liking to talk about severe weather without talking about global warming and climate change.
Increasingly, Huff notes, media behavior itself is newsworthy, but rarely covered as such.
There's a couple stories in here calling out the corporate news media as the censored story. How they don't call attention to their own biases and their own problems. And so there was a question going on internally at Project Censored. Should these count as censored stories? And Andy Roth and I said, absolutely. Project Censored has a distinct role to call out how corporate media not only fail to cover important stories, but how they fail to cover themselves and their own internal biases and problems.
The annual volume of media critique contains far more than the list of lapses that usually gets the most attention. One chapter in the new book, authored by former Project Censored director Peter Phillips, examines the high number of police-involved deaths nationwide in recent years, a total that hasn't changed much from their first such analysis back in 1997.
In 2011, there was 700 deaths annually, approximately, so it was about the same in terms of police shootings. We also found that there's over 800 deaths in local county and city jails. And most of those are within the first week. So that's 1,500 law enforcement-related deaths a year. And that's been pretty consistent now for over a decade.
And Phillips says there's something else consistent about those incidents.
In the case of Andy Lopez, that's just one case. But 1,500, they're almost always ruled justifiable by police departments. And it's just statistically impossible that there wouldn't be mistakes, there wouldn't be murders, there wouldn't be abuses that happen, criminal behavior by the police.
38 years after it was launched at Sonoma State, Project Censored has earned a national reputation as an outspoken journalism watchdog. But Huff says they try to offer positive criticism.
We don't necessarily like to see what we do as negative criticism. Quite to the contrary, we offer a lot of constructive criticism. We are highlighting examples of independent, alternative, and intrepid journalistic work that is being published somewhere, but it just doesn't see the light of day in large audiences.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.